The river is osmosis of corporate document, a 100-year blueprint for Indian foundations. Number two, paradigm shift for corporations and philanthropic foundations. My initiative. Corporate norm, corporate management, Orbiter Mission.
Copyright, corporate norm, corporate management, Orbiter Mission.
Substance over assimilation. In an era where assimilation masquerades as governance, and automation is mistaken for wisdom, IBCM offers a different path. This is not a manifesto of resistance. It is a manifesto of radiance, where governance is not simulated, but substantiated.
Picture something for a second. Try to, like, hold this really specific image in your head for me.
All right, we're ready.
Okay, so it's a quiet morning in a small, peaceful village near Coimbatore, India.
Okay, setting the scene.
Yeah, and there's an 83-year-old accountant sitting at his computer. He lives there with his 76-year-old wife. The setting is just completely tranquil, right? It's almost entirely removed from the chaotic hum of modern commerce.
Right, it sounds very idyllic.
It is. But what this man is drafting on his screen is not, like, a memoir. It is not a gentle reflection on a long career.
Oh, definitely not.
No, he is architecting what might actually be the most complex, aggressively radical, financial, and ethical blueprint of the century.
It's seriously wild when you look at the scale of what he put together.
Right. And he isn't sending this to a local community board or some, you know, niche academic journal.
Not at all.
He is taking this incredibly dense manifesto, hitting send, and firing it directly at the absolute titans of global finance.
The audacity of his recipient list is just something to behold. I mean, we are talking about a direct, unsolicited transmission to the very apex of global capital.
Seriously. He's messaging the CEOs, the heads of Asia Pacific, the managing partners at KKR, Blackstone, EQT.
Just the heaviest hitters.
Yeah. And he's targeting TPG, Bain Capital, General Atlantic, the Carlyle Group. He's going after the World Bank, the Asian Development Bank, the International Finance Corporation.
Which is just a staggering list of institutions to cold email, basically.
Exactly. And he doesn't stop there. He's contacting the Reserve Bank of India, the Securities and Exchange Board of India, which is SEBI, and the Comptroller and Auditor General.
And on top of all those financial and regulatory giants, he is specifically targeting massive philanthropic entities, too.
Right. Entities like the Tata Trusts, the Reliance Foundation, the Adani Foundation.
It literally reads like a manifest of the entities that dictate the flow of wealth and regulatory power on Earth. I mean, if you wanted to fundamentally rewire capitalism, this is exactly the room you'd need to lock the doors on.
So true. And the document he is sliding under those doors is titled Foundation Enterprises Stability, Accountability Ecosystem, Integrating Finance Industry State.
It's a mouthful for sure.
It really is. But we actually have a stack of these direct communications and the underlying manifesto right in front of us.
We do.
And our mission for today's deep dive is to unpack this blueprint. Because what this 83-year-old architect is proposing is a total paradigm shift in how corporations and philanthropic foundations interact.